when they were formed. There's often, though, a common assumption that these stories began as a very ancient oral tradition that was passed down over generations before finding its final format that we know of today in the Bible. Some folks attribute the book of Genesis to Moses as the author, while other scholars assume that this book was probably formatted during the Babylonian exile and created according to different accounts and carefully crafted to produce a larger theological treatise. Now, whenever it was assembled, we know that this book is inspired and breathed upon with the words of God, and it is a powerful, powerful book because it contains a series of origin stories that teach us about the nature of God and the nature of humanity. And the truth of the book of Genesis is that it does not pull any punches, and it is not for the faint of heart. In fact, many of the stories contained in the book are rather brutal, and I would say R-rated, and they talk very poignantly about both the heights and the depths of what it means to be human and the struggle of what it means to become a people. Now, in the book of Genesis, they traditionally segment it into four major sections. We have what is known as the primeval story, and that would be Genesis 1 through 11. It contains the stories that we're familiar with, like the creation accounts, the temptation story, Noah and the flood, the Tower of Babel, things like that. Then it moves on to what's known as the Abraham cycle, and this is the start day of creation account. It's very orderly, it's very structured, it's very intentional on its language, very poetic on its refrains. God says something, it happens, and it was good, right? We get that in each day. God says something.